Now, welcome to another episode of Black Magnificent Radio. You know, I'm very excited to introduce this new platform. I'm very excited to introduce this new brand, and I really hope that everybody will be supportive throughout this year. But we're going to kick it off. First off, I have to say, the title of this episode is simple: Blacks are a slave to the system. Now, the first title was going to be Why Blacks Are Responsible for George Floyd's Death, and then everybody looked at me like, huh? What? You know what I'm saying? So that was I had to explain myself, you know what I'm saying, from that current perspective. I was like, listen, we went through the same situation as Trayvon Martin when he got killed. We wanted justice. It was the same situation. But this George Floyd situation was a better outcome. We wanted justice for Trayvon Martin's death, but guess what? George Zimmerman is still walking around. He's still walking around, and we just get past that. It's the same thing that's going on with Mike Brown. It's the same thing that's going on with Tamir Rice. It's the same. It's like a cycle with us. It's like every 3 years, every 5 years, every single time, there's police brutality. You want to know why there's a lot of police brutality in reality right now? Here's the thing. You're always going to have a crooked cop. There's always going to be a crooked cop. And we have to understand, we have to change this mentality where it is. We're the only race that asks for change. Tell me this. Name one man in history, you know what I'm saying, that got something from asking. Nobody. They even took it or they earned it. You don't ask for justice. You don't, because we're the only ones that ask for it. While the other race, they just take it. A different mentality. You know, and I feel like we're responsible for his death because instead of marching, and instead of, you know what I'm saying, taking it on video, I never understood that. You care so much about this black man after he's dead, but wasn't willing to help him when he was alive. I tell you what, listen, if that was my relative, if that was my brother, if that was my uncle, if that was my father in that position, either we would have went to jail or we would have both been dead. And I tell you what, one of the cops is going to go down with me. That's the mentality that we should have. We should have that militant mentality. We have no militant. We have no discipline in the black community. Really, you really let white people destroy your own shit while you got some white neighborhoods. They are strapped. One of the guys is like, hey, I dare him to come down here. and why we just destroying shit. But you're ignorant to the fact that the police has been planting bricks, have been putting their police cars on the streets on purpose. We really have undercover cops destroying shit. And the media is putting in so much on, oh yeah, it's black people, like they're out of control, it's white people. They are the ones that's doing it. Like I said before, like, it's a game of chess, not checkers. I mean, we as black people have to change this mentality. We have no accountability. We have no discipline. We have nothing. There is no leaders. You know what I'm saying? So, to me, we should be responsible for what happens to any black people. And that what brings unity. Unity means unity. We look at unity, to me, you know, like it's more than coming together. It's more about, you know, having the understanding of who we are together. We all gotta protect each other. We all gotta love each other. You know what I'm saying? Like it's all love. We are the same. We are all God's chosen people. That's unity to me. You know, but when they look at, when you look at the black community as itself, it's nothing. But we gotta understand, black people are just a slave to society. I mean, and not just so society, but to the system, because we gotta understand, a lot of people is going to take this the wrong way, but I'm going to give you my explanation on why I say this. Black people are not citizens of America. What black people are citizens of the United States of America. It's two different things, right? So let me explain, right? So when you go back to 1856, right, this was around the Dred Scott case. If you don't know who Dred Scott was, Dred Scott was a former slave that perhaps to be free, right? So, but during this case, he was suing his master, I think his name was Sanford, for freedom of himself and his wife and kids. Now, Dred felt like he was a citizen along with his master, right? Now, this case went all the way to the Supreme Court, and the Supreme Court ruled that he is not a citizen according to the Constitution. Because according to the Constitution, they refer to citizens as a sovereignty, right? So, as a sovereign, right? Sovereign are white people. So unfortunately, he lost the case, right? So the Supreme Court ruled that black people are considered inferior, subordinate beings, and are subject to the laws and rules of the government, whether emancipate or not, right? Always remember that, right? So going down the line, if you really look at that, right, that really explains that the police can do whatever they want. I mean, really think about it, right? We all know the government has a, you know what I'm saying, vendetta for black people, right? We're not for the government, right? So when you look at the police, right, first of all, I said this before and I'm gonna say it again, right? The original term police came from the term bounty hunter, right? I believe it was in, I forgot, like damn, I forgot the year, but around that time, they were called bounty hunter slaves, right? So what they would do is they caught runaway slaves, right? Now, it was a crime, so what they did was, this way they came up with the whole prison idea, right? Because, I mean, as you know, prison and slave was basically, you know what I'm saying? But that's where the original term, the police, came from. But we have to understand this, right? The police can do whatever they want. They have the right. Like, this isn't about white privilege. This is all about the Constitution. They treat us different because according to the Constitution, we're not citizens of America. The police can get away with killing us. They can do whatever the fuck they want. Right? Now, I keep saying this, and I'm going to say it over and over and over. We have no rights or privileges to the Constitution. We have no rights and we have no privileges in America. We only have benefits. And then people are like, I got my rights. Okay, smart guy. If we have rights so much, why did we have to go through the civil rights? Right? We only have benefits. Benefits. That's the only thing that... Think about it. Name one thing other than benefits that the government is offering to you. He's offering you nothing. They don't care about your rights. They don't care about your privilege. You have none. Right, so let me keep going, right? Now, if you go back to 1776, you had the Declaration of Independence, right? And it was where America gained its independence from King George III, but in that same year, we were still slaves. So it didn't really apply to us. Kind of like the 4th of July don't even apply to us. Like, I don't even know why we celebrate it. You know what I'm saying? You know what I'm saying? Because this is the type of stuff that we need to learn in school. Think about it. They still teaching black kids that George Washington was the first president of the United States. People still believe that Barack Obama was the first black president of the United States. No. The first black president and the first ever president was John Hanson. He's on the back of the $2 bill, the only black guy in the back of the $2 bill. See, he was the president of the United States. George Washington was the president of America. There's a big difference. But before the Declaration of Independence, there was John Hanson. He's the one that came up with the courts. He's the one that came up with all this government stuff, the policies. He came up with all this stuff. See, this is the stuff that they don't teach you. Like, I just wanted to throw that out there. But in 1788, the U.S. Constitution was ratified to replace the Articles of Confederation. It's because, here's the thing, like, if you go to the U.S. Constitution, right, you'll most likely inspect Article 1, Section 9, Clause 8, right? And it, I believe it's quoting no title or nobility is to be granted by the United States of government. You know what I'm saying? Something. So, in that term, what that means is that you can't make nobody a king, only work for a king. Right? I mean, that's basically what it means. So, okay, so fast forward, right? Abraham Lincoln. We all know that he so-called freed the slaves. But in 1863, Emancipation Proclamation, I think I'm saying it right. I really don't care if I'm saying it right. Went into effect on January 1st, 1863, which is really Black Independence Day. January 1st is Black Independence Day. So why on earth are we celebrating New Year's Eve? Knowing that all y'all say that, hey, yeah, I'm about to change. Knowing all y'all gonna stay the same. You know what I'm saying? I just wanted to throw that out there. Ain't nothing gonna change. But what y'all should be doing is celebrating Black Independence Day. So let me carry on. So now, Emancipation Proclamation, right? What, first of all, what does emancipation mean? It means to be set free, you can go. Right? I didn't say the free. Proclamation, it means emancipation, which actually means you can leave, basically what it means, right? You can go. You can leave. Emancipation means that you can just leave, right? Now, think of a emancipated minor, right? This minor can leave his parents' home and be free and do whatever they want. But if the minor chooses to stay in his parents' house, oh no. You ain't getting none. You know what I'm saying? You gotta do chores. No sleepovers. You can't have nobody in the house. Like you can't even have nobody over. Right? I mean, you can't. So now, with the 13th Amendment, basically abolished slavery, which have two sections, which says, neither slavery nor involuntary, right, servitude, except as a punishment for crime whereof the party shall have been duly convicted, shall insist within the United States or any place subject to the jurisdiction. Now, you have to understand the Constitution is a legal document, right, which is written in legalese, which is a different language, right? So let's just say a lawyer speaks another, you know what I'm saying, speaks to a judge. They're speaking legalese. The main reason you hire a lawyer, here's the thing. Why do you hire a lawyer? Because you don't speak legalese. That's why they call lawyers a mouthpiece, because they go speak for you. So, with that being said, the 13th Amendment is basically saying that it is legal to put you in jail and make you work like a slave for no money. By the way, this is why they have jails. They can get away. Here's the thing: they can get away with it. They can get away with it. This is the United States government. It's in the Constitution. Now, the 14th Amendment. Now, this is an amendment that deals with citizenship and has been misinterpreted a lot. But when you get to the part, to just the beginning of it, right? It says, and I quote, all person born or naturalized in the United States and subject to the jurisdiction thereof are citizens of the United States and of the states wherein they reside. Now you really gotta pay attention to what it just said, right? It's basically saying, I would give you a dollar if you pick up this cup and put it down. But in reality, you know what I'm saying, what does that mean? What does that really mean? Okay, so when the slaves were set free, right, there was this huge debate whether or not to give the free slaves the same, basically, the same shit. Basically, like, equality. I'ma give them their house. So basically, all of that segregation stuff was gonna get shut down. The white people were thinking about it, right? Now, two states agreed to do so: Pennsylvania and New York. Everybody else was against it, right? And these are just facts. The rest of the people who want to stay in America, so they just take. It's like, so basically, long story short, the government gave us an option, you know what I'm saying, to either stay here or go back to Africa. And they chose to stay here. Right? So, why did I give y'all the biggest history lesson that y'all ever got? Simply because as a black man or a black woman, you should understand the type of world you live in. You should understand your own history. You should understand the knowledge of yourself. We are an enemy. We're an enemy. I say this all the time. Black, listen, as soon as a black man step outside, he's a target. And that is what all of you parents should be teaching y'all sons. Because if you don't, you will be held responsible for that man's life. Period. Period. Trayvon Martin mom didn't teach Trayvon that he was a target. He was a target. Period. Because I'm seeing, you know what I'm saying, some stuff on social media. I'm seeing this, I'm seeing that. But I'm not really seeing no action. Like Al Sharpton got on CNN and said we should be held accountable for justice in the system. First of all, damn. We should be held accountable for everything we do. Everything we, bro, George Zimmerman is still walking around, bro. I'm gonna keep on saying it. Because Malcolm X was right. He was right. He was right. He was darn right. But we didn't want to listen to him. We wanted to, you know what I'm saying, continue to. Here's the thing. I love Martin Luther King. Utmost right respect. I understand the direction he was going. But you gotta understand, the civil rights movement failed, bro. The civil rights movement was basically forcing me to like somebody that I don't want to be around. Malcolm X knew the way to go. The only way to defeat thy enemy is that we have to unite against thy enemy. This is not about race. This is not about our privilege, whatever. This is all about superiority. Period. Somebody asked me, what is race? And I just said, first of all, race is no different, you know what I'm saying, from religion. I think race is basically a control tactic to intrigue the violence. There is no, I mean, here's the thing. I would say there is no such thing as race, but people are like, what you mean? Like, I'm black and I'm white. But if you woke, you will understand what I'm trying to say. But, you know, it's painful. It's painful because, you know, you still a slave. Like, we still slaves. Kanye West was right. I mean, slavery was a choice. We know this, but we are still slaves. Still a slave. I mean, here's the thing. It's when it comes to politics, you know. I don't even know where to start. I mean, we still believe that the Democratic Party is the right party for us, and clearly is not. Did you not know that the KKK has funded the Democratic Party for over years? They're actually part of the. All of them are actually part of the Democratic Party. So, the Democratic Party is not for blacks. There never was, right? So that type of mentality, you know what I'm saying? We love to talk about this. We love to talk about that. We love to talk about being in schools, education. But we don't never talk about the psychology of the black community. We never talk about the mind of the black community. So, what should we do? What should we be doing, right? Should we be going to war? What should we be doing? First of all, right? Y'all do know a virus is going on, and it's going to keep spreading, right, one by one, right? Ebola is back, right? It's in, I guess it's in the Congo, right? You better hope we don't hit America, because if it hit America, it's a wrap, because the Ebola spreads faster than the virus, than the COVID-19. So, I think the first thing that we should be focused on is we have to understand who we are. We have to understand what actually are we fighting for. Right? Because looting, you know what I'm saying? Looting, that is not doing nothing for you. That's not doing nothing for George Floyd's family. That's not doing nothing for the black community. But yet, we kill each other every day. See, here's the thing. That's why I don't mess with Black Lives Matter. Like, I'm not a firm supporter of Black Lives Matter. And I'm going to tell you why. Because how can Black Lives Matter, right, but we don't even believe Black Lives Matter? We're killing each other every day. Every day. Black lives do not matter, girl. See, me, black lives don't actually matter. Black lives is life. Black lives are reality. Black lives are the chosen people of God. Black lives are the light. Simple. To me, I know why all that is. But when you look at society, again, I just explained to you how the government, you know what I'm saying, entitles us and what is our position in America. I basically just gave you a history lesson, right, on why the things are happening to us. It is happening to us because we are not, quote unquote, human. What did it say? You three fourths of a human being. I forgot the fraction, but it's in the Constitution. Think about it, right? You go to a country, right? And within this legal document, it basically says that you are not a citizen of America. Right? And then you got this other party that are citizens of America. Right? And the government abides through these constitutions, quote unquote, to be honest, I don't believe they don't, but they abide through some of the constitution. And you wonder why do police brutalize people and get away with it? Why do they do that? Why does this happen? Why do we get treated wrong? Why is that? I just read it. You're not a sovereignty, bro. You're not a citizen according to the Constitution. You are not a citizen of America. You are only a citizen of the United States. Period. And I'ma keep saying it. This is why things happen. So the thing that we need to do, here's the thing. The only way that we would claim victory over the so-called oppressor is to study the oppressor. It's to know your own enemy. Because here's the thing, right? Most black people want to know why they act the way they act. You want to know why they go through this sudden behavior. Because they don't know who they truly are. And if you don't know who you truly are, you pretend to be somebody else. Right? Psychology. You depend to portray an image that does not fit your true spirit. So what do? You pretend to be somebody else. And then all of this anger and all of this stuff starts to build up. And that's why they act where they act, because they don't know who they truly are. Black men are a target as soon as they step out that door. Period. Period. It always has been. Always has been and always will be. Period. There is nothing that we can do but try to live life . Study the knowledge of yourself, study the knowledge of your culture, study the knowledge of your history. So, and that is the reason why black people are responsible for George Floyd's death. Simply because we have watched this man die. But when he was alive, we wouldn't be able to help him. I'm like, it's like it bothers me. Why make a video? See, that's what I don't get black people. I don't get niggas. Yes, niggas. Ignorant people. Niggas. I don't get niggas. You watch this man get shot. Not shot, excuse me. Get suffocated. Suffocated. And yeah, you want to say stop, get off of. This is the police. See, if I was there, he would have got shot. And then people was like, man, is that really going to jail for you? Like, is it really worth it? Niggas are scared. We some punks. We weak. George Zimmerman is still walking around and nobody laid a paw on him. It's like niggas forgot. Like, who is that? Bro, kids today don't even know who that is. Niggas probably having a barbecue with this nigga in his fucking backyard. Don't realize who the fuck he is. That's how mental we are. That's how dysfunctional we are. Unorganized. We have no discipline. We have no accountability. No leadership. No nothing. No nothing. There's absolutely nothing. And it hurts me simply because as a black man, not only do I gotta watch myself from the police, but it's sad, but I gotta watch myself around my own people. My own people around me.